Well, we talk about Adam's frustration with specificity of jokes, particularly as it pertains to retrieving photographs. I notice that Adam is drinking water and get excoriated for that. Flesh-colored patches, adhesive patches. That's right. We'll talk about that. And how it's an interesting conversation about comedy and our understanding of comedy, how specificity is important for comedy. Right, Adam?
First, there's LifeLock. Tech support scams trick you into believing something is wrong, and then they steal your personal information, tap your bank account, or install dangerous software on your device. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Every day, we put our info at risk on the internet. In an instant, cybercriminals could harm your finances and your credit. Good thing there's LifeLock. LifeLock helps detect a wide range of identity threats, like your social security number for sale on the dark web. If they detect your information is out there, they'll send you an alert. So protect yourself with LifeLock, right, Gary?
That's absolutely right. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can keep what's yours with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year with promo code ADAM. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to lifelock.com and use promo code ADAM for 25% off.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on it. Dr. Drew, board physician with the serial killer.
Yeah.
What's going on, man?
Yeah, man. How you been?
Good.
I feel like we're not going steady anymore. I can't talk to you the way I like to.
Yeah, it was
too busy for me,
you've
man.
You've been traveling. I've been working, running around, busy. And
anything you can chat about or talk about or it's good?
Yeah. I was doing some specials for the Daily Wire.
Mm.
I sold them six comedy specials,
nice.
Basically. And it was, production, busy, lots of moving parts, you know.
Did it go well?
Yeah, it went extremely well.
Okay.
I'm in charge of kind of all the creative, so yeah. It was a lot of work.
You didn't have any, you need a brain vacation producing input?
No, it wasn't, it's all my creative.
Yeah.
But, you know, then the creative part becomes... it can be laborious because, what you think is, you know, something we've talked about, kind of a lot in life where you kind of download stuff to people and then it gets kind of mixed up, lost,
yes.
Misconstrued.
Oh, yes.
And, then you have to go back and revisit it. Sometimes there's mystery stuff that just kind of sloughs off, like goes away.
The fact that you're not pissed suggests to me that there was not that much of it, because usually there's a lot of that.
Well, I have been pissed, but it's just this weird thing where I, you know, we've talked about it before, but I marvel at the sort of inability or ways that people can process information, you know, just kind of in general. There's a weird,
but it normally
processing.
Frustrates and pisses you off.
It does, yeah. and I am, but okay. And I have been, but it's more like so kind of crunch for time that we literally just had to sort of you know, bite your tongue and kind of turn the page, you know.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of weird stuff like images. So when you do go get me an image for this, it's always surprising what people's version of that image is that you explain to them. Now, what I try to do is explain to people in written, in this particular case, is sort of specifically as I can, but with a lot of brevity, because once stuff gets kind of wordy and starts getting into run-on sentences,
maybe that's a mistake.
People start to lose it. Mm-hmm. Well, When you get real wordy, they don't understand it. When you get short, they don't understand it. Yeah. So maybe they just don't understand it. But at some point, you have to get the gestalt of the joke.
You know what I mean?
Like you have to kind of you have to have some rudimentary understanding of sort of what we're doing. Otherwise, it's tough. And I think you and I count on that enough.
I'm not that good at
no,
this.
You aren't.
Yeah. And so I kind of am, I remember you were pissed last week at Chris for giving you a picture that didn't, I forget what it was. It was a car or something. You didn't get the essence of what you were trying to get across.
No, but I wasn't pissed at Chris. It was like they have these weird kind of miscommunications. Yeah. I was probably pissed at Chris because he didn't send along something that I talked to him about, but it's a lot of, so what it is, there's a million moving parts and I'm sort of, my job is to be the gatekeeper and not let things sort of fall through the cracks.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of weird, just miscommunication. So I'll give you examples. I'm trying to get rich man, poor man together. It's a bit of mine. And I'm trying to get the visuals that go along with rich man, poor man. Mm-hmm. So the first thing you do is you go, well, what's the rich man, poor man's that I do? There's 100 of them. But what are the ones I do on stage? Let's pick from the pile that I know, that I'm familiar with, that we have some whatever. Mm-hmm. So now a lot of this stuff is just, I'm in the car. I'm driving to Malibu. I got Mike Lynch. He's in Massachusetts, and he's reading down the list, you know?
Yeah.
And then he'll get to one, and the one will say, goes into a store or something like that. And I'll go, what's that? Why is that a...
Yeah.
Going to a store, and I'm picturing someone walking into a CVS or Trader Joe's or something. Like, what? Why is that a rich man, poor man thing? And they'll go, oh, I don't know. And then I'll go, all right, forget that one. You know, turn the page.
Yeah.
And we'll go the next. And then at some point, I'll be at home and I'll have this thought, like, wait a minute, what happened to that? There was one that we had. Which one was? We had one. Well, the one is the joke is, when you go into a fancy department store, somebody rushes toward you saying, may I help you? Which is, you know, the poor guy comes in and they don't want him in the, you know, Barney's of New York. And then the rich guy comes in and they're worried he's not being served.
Right. Right. But both are, may I help you?
rushing toward you with their sort of frantic, may I help you?
You know? Do you need help?
Yeah, right. So that was the one. Now that got turned into, when you walk into a store, people talk to you or something. Ugh. And I was like, so then it dawned on me, I was like, oh no, we got to get that one back in.
Yeah.
So then I went and said to Chris, hey, Chris, this is one that we need. I don't know why it got turned into walk into a store, but it's got to be on the list. And then it went away again. It was not on the list again. When I'm talking to Nate, I'm going, Nate, wait, what happened to the department store one? He's like, I didn't, you know, and then I go, Chris, Chris didn't send you an email saying blah, blah, blah. And he's like, I don't got anything from Chris. And then later on, I talk to Chris and Chris will be like, yeah, we talked about it, but I didn't send it to Nate.
Ugh.
You know, and I'm like, okay, people have to start sending things to people because I can't.
Well,
so what it is it sloughs off again. It's gone again.
Yeah.
And I have a list of 25 things in this department. And then I got to do the monologue and I'm trying to do everything else. And I'm like, he's like, well, I didn't send it along to Nate. And so I'm like, okay, you have to do it. But when we talk about things, we have to do things.
This goes under.
They go away.
Yeah. When you describe it like that, I think everybody can understand why you'd be irritable and pissed about it. It goes under the category of you're only as strong as your weakest link. I remember I used to have stuff like that when I was practicing crazy amounts of medicine. And I'd be talking to somebody that maybe didn't have command of the language. It would freak me out because I thought, oh, my God, if this one person does not get what I'm saying, we're in trouble.
Right. Yeah. So there's Stratus here. First, I think, don't you have some business there?
I do. I'm excited about it, actually. It's this thing I'm sitting in. Look how I'm sitting. I'm lounging in this thing. And I'm also looking at Lurd at the same time. It is the X chair. From the first moment I sat in this thing, I thought, this is what a real office chair should feel like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I look forward to coming in here regularly to sit in these chairs. They're made a huge difference for us. Can your current office chair give you a massage, heat up, cool you down? X chair with Elemax massage and temperature regulation, exclusively with the X chair. Plus, the customized support of X chair's patented dynamic variable lumbar, or DVL, which is pushing into my spine right now. And it's not a pad. You know, most of these chairs have just a pad there for the DVL. No. This is actually the curvature of the infrastructure of the chair. Perfectly fits the lumbar stress areas. Try X-Chair for yourself, risk-free for 30 days. Once you realize how much better a chair can be and should be, you will never go back. Right, Gary?
Go to xchairdrew.com now. That's the letter X, chair, D-R-E-W.com, or call 1-844-4X-CHAIR for $100 off your order. X-Chair has a 30-day guarantee of complete comfort, and you can finance your purchase for as little as $30 a month. xchairdrew.com.
So, images. It's weird. It's a weird thing in people's heads,
yeah,
with the images. And so for me, the biggest one is, where's an eye patch? So my rich man, poor man wears an eye patch. The optimal is, and that I describe it when I'm going, go find these images. But part of it, like I said, is you relying on the person sort of getting the joke, you know?
Let me see, just so I understand my own weaknesses, can I try before you describe it?
Try.
So the rich man, I would want to see a guy in a white, you know, suit with rolled cufflinks with a, you know, essentially James Bond with a eye patch. Is that
your dead nuts on?
Okay.
James Bond, yeah. casino south of France.
Yeah. Yes.
Now, James Bond villainy type.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
it's number one.
But you're like, right. I said white dinner jacket.
Yeah.
You know, tuxedo with the white dinner jacket. He's in a fancy casino.
He could
in the
be
south
holding a snifter of something.
Right, right. But right. That guy.
Okay. Versus, I'm going all the way, homeless guy missing a leg and missing an eye with an eye patch that's sort of essentially just a cotton gauze around his head.
Well, now now you're fucking their joke.
Okay. So an eye patch.
A little bit. Right. Now, no. So you're right. One guy's got the velvet black, you know. That guy.
Yeah.
The other guy, I write adhesive beige eye patch.
Funnier.
And he's caught back from the free clinic.
Yeah.
And, you know, the kind of joke is you try to pick up a tranny on Santa Monica Boulevard and she jabbed him with her press-on nail and scratched his cornea and he had to go into the free clinic.
So interesting. So this is why my comedy sense is off. So it's funnier. It is. Not to go all the way just to a sad situation. It actually has a funny circumstance attached to it, too.
Well, it'd be nice since we're trying to make people laugh.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I did not want a wounded eye
because a
middle-class guy could go into his garage on the weekend and be using his drill press and get a little burr of steel
metal.
Or metal caught under his eye, and he could have to go in to the urgent care and get the thing.
Yeah.
This is a kind of perpetual wears an eye patch.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I just said flesh-colored adhesive eye patch, you know, poor downtrodden guy, and then there's this guy. So the first image I get is looks like a 24-year-old guy who's shirtless wearing a black eye patch. And I'm like, that does nothing to do
how
with
rich guy?
Villain, casino, whatever. So then you get, well, these things are hard to clear. You have to clear, you know, you have to clear the photos, you know, so you don't get a billion photos to choose from. You have to kind of pick and choose.
Right.
But I'm like, all right, but I don't even know why you're showing me this because it's a young guy with a shirt off and a black eye patch.
Yeah.
Then you get into the wounded eye. Now you have just gauze, you know, a bandage and a gauzed up eye as if he's a veteran or injured. He was injured somehow, you know. And then I'm like, well, that's not rich or poor. That could happen to anyone who had an eye injury. Yeah. And then I do the thing where I go, adhesive beige or adhesive flesh colored eye patch.
Band-Aid.
It's there.
Yeah.
You know, it's in the description.
It's probably made by Band-Aid for the eye.
Right. And then, so then we get a lot of different versions of it. And it still involves gauze and eye wounds, essentially. And I'm like, no, it's adhesive, you know. And then you get into this weird gaslighting part where I go, read me my description. My description said, first off, it says flesh colored.
Yeah.
It's not a white gauze bandage. It says flesh colored. Mm-hmm. And then it has the word adhesive. And then it says eye patch. You're not showing me an eye patch. You're showing me a guy with gauze around his head.
Yeah.
I guess it's my fault for thinking people know what the adhesive, I feel like it's ubiquitous, that flesh-colored adhesive eye patch.
Well, but it would also, if you had said that to me, it would have gotten me off of my first instinct of the gauze thing. I would think, oh, yeah, right, that's better. And I would start looking for the flesh-colored thing.
Right. So then I go, flesh-colored adhesive eye patch. Like, Google a picture of it or something and just find a downtrodden person with that, you know. And that goes around for a while. And then at some point, it finally gets settled and it gets Photoshopped, which is fine. They couldn't find one, so they had to, like, Photoshop on. But they Photoshopped on the exact same eye patch, complete with the strap and everything, that the rich guy had, but it was beige. And I'm like, it says adhesive. It says flesh-colored adhesive eye patch.
Oh,
like, it's like, how many times do you want to talk about this? Yes. Now, meanwhile, I'm on the clock. I got 25 of these. I got the monologues to do. I only have so much energy to involve myself in every discussion, right? So then it's like it just goes. It's like, okay, you've worn me down. You've taken every possible angle. At some point, Nate's showing me a picture of a guy with a piece of duct tape over his eye, and he goes, that's funny, right? And I go, it's not the joke. It's just find the... I wrote a description. It says flesh-colored adhesive eye patch. Just go find that and put it on somebody. There is a gaslight. At some point, what happens is everyone gets mixed up, and then they start kind of pointing fingers.
Yeah.
And then at some point, a week in, I'll go, Nate, just read my description to me. Yeah. Read it to me. Yeah. Read what I sent
you. Make
sure
you said it. Yeah.
And he'll go, it just says eye patch.
Oh.
And I go, it just says eye patch. That's all I got. Mine just says eye patch. And then I go, all right, now we have to go find, that's what I sent? Well, mine says eye patch. Okay, but that's not what I sent. Well, I don't have what you sent.
Oh,
all
boy.
Right, let's go find the guy.
Oh, boy.
Then you have to go find him, and then he pulls his computer up, and it says flesh-colored adhesive eye. And you go, there, that's it. Just go get it. Then at some point, you get into these weird worlds where it's like, another one was uses a ladder with wheels. And the rich guy one is the mahogany ladder with the brass wheels.
The library.
In the stately library.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the poor guy is the Home Depot
right.
with the A-frame thing that they wheel up.
Dragging it.
So it's like, well, we can't find a picture of that. Well, clearable. Whatever. I go, look, it's a Home Depot across the street. Just go send an intern over there. Go find that ladder guy and go take three or four pictures of that. We'll just use that.
Yeah. Like,
fine. So be it. Then you start going through rehearsal or whatever, and you notice that the picture is the Home Depot guy, and it is the Home Depot ladder, but it's got the wheels cropped out. It's up on the top. And I'm like, do we have the version? Where's the one with the wheels? Then we get the shot with the wheels, and I go, oh, yeah, we got that one. And then I go, well, then why do we choose the one without the wheels? Oh, we can swap it back. It's like, okay, I can't fight. This is an uphill what fight would happen all the time
if you just automatically stopped fighting and just went, give me the one with the wheels. Just like, put the wheel one in. That's it.
Well, my first impulse is we don't have a picture with the wheels.
Right, right, right.
Because it must be the case. If we had it, we'd be using it because it's in the description. It says a ladder with wheels. And then you kind of, then you get this weird kind of, well, people, I think people know, you know, I think people know the Home Depot, like that's a ubiquitous thing. People understand. And I'm like, I agree. I think people know it, but we have a ladder with pictures of wheels. Mm-hmm. We have a picture with the ladder with the wheel. Why don't we just use that
one? Crazy.
Okay, we can swap it out. Like, it's like, look, it's I don't know what else to do but write the fucking description. It's just the description. Yeah. It's just the description.
Yeah.
You have to at some point just read the description. If I say flesh-colored adhesive eye patch, then you have to do that.
Can I swing back to flesh-colored? And it occurred to me, I was looking at Band-Aids the other day, and I thought, oh, we haven't got into the notion that Band-Aids are racist, because they are. Think
well,
about
no, they have
flesh-colored.
Yeah, flesh.
Flesh-colored
true.
Is only for white
we
people.
Have, well, we do have different. Well, we can show you the pictures. First, let me do blindsgalore.com. Oh, man, you don't want to go down that hardware store aisle or go down to the Home Depot with the wheels on the ladder over there. Blinds Galore, they have experts, family-owned and run, mother and daughter team for over 20 years, covered over 2 million windows and counting, custom window treatments built to your exact measurements down to every detail. Nothing gets made until you order it. I have this in my house. I have it in my edit bays, offices, everywhere. It's Home Depot. I mean, it's not Home Depot. It is blindsgalore.com. Again, you can go into those places and find something, but you want custom, beautiful blinds, drapes. You got to go with Blinds Galore. You do everything at blindsgalore.com. Do it right from your home. They have experts standing by to help you every step of the way online or over the phone. It's Blinds Galore, right, Gary?
That is absolutely right. BlindsGalore.com makes it easy to get the high-quality designer blinds and shades you've always wanted in your home, all at a great price, all at up to 45% off. See for yourself at BlindsGalore.com today and let them know we sent you. That's BlindsGalore.com.
Yeah, then there's, I mean, it just keeps going. The, you know, It's weird. So I ran into this a long time ago. You'd go, rich guy, whole bunch of cars in the driveway. I went the rich guy with the seven-car garage.
You mentioned this like a couple weeks
yes,
ago.
Yes.
Yeah.
Show you a picture in front of a Ritz-Carlton at the valet.
Right.
And you go, well, there's a bunch of nice cars. That's at a hotel, and those are a bunch of cars being valeted at a hotel.
Yeah.
It's not what you want? Mm. I go, no, it says in the description, it's a guy standing in front of his five-car garage with all his Ferraris out front. Like, okay, we can look for that. It's like, yes, because that's what
it's a joke.
That's what it says. It's not the Ritz-Carlton.
Oof.
And then the burnt-out truck in Mogadishu. You know, it's been firebombed or something. No. Right. White trash guys, a bunch of
El Camino.
That stuff parked out in the lawn in the driveway. It's like, things start getting changed. It's really an interesting peek into people's psyche. Mm-hmm. It's an interesting process that they go through. Sometimes they leave stuff out that you said. Sometimes they kind of put their own flavor on things.
Yes.
Like I was like,
always
has a refrigerator in the yard. One is, you know, the beautiful barbecue outdoor kitchen by the pool and the tennis court. And then the other is just the old rusty one on the front lawn.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
And it's like things get added. Like so they start showing me pictures of like, well, here's a white trash guy. He's got a toilet using as a beer cooler. And I'm like, no, it says refrigerator. It's like, and then it gets into, well, here's one with a washing machine in the front. It's like appliances in the front yard. I said, no, it says refrigerator.
Wow.
Refrigerator. And, well, this is a bathtub in the front yard the guy's using as a beer cooler. I'm like, I that's not what I'm saying. I've never said that. Why? How did this get, into the mix is what I'm saying. I just said, and also, why don't you understand the concept of sort of the white trash guy with the old fridge just laying
in the
front yard?
Like, because I can't find it, therefore I'm going to try to pull one over on you. Get it the best I can.
I don't know.
That's what it has to be.
I don't know, Gary. What's your Gary was running the slides.
Oh,
that's why Gary had to get into
it. So tell us.
I was, to be clear, what I was responsible for was taking these pictures once they were all done by other people,
yeah,
and put into an order, and
all
I
right.
was just kind of.
So what he's saying, he's not responsible for anything.
No.
I
look. You want to talk responsible? I flubbed one of them in the second show. I've been thinking about it for 5 days.
Yeah, bumped the shit out of me.
I did. Look, Ace. I have not slept since.
Came up early. Did it come up early?
Yeah. It did. It came up early. It came up in the middle of you telling the joke, and it was fucking devastating.
Nah, it was. It
ruined
Gary
the joke.
Didn't jump the gun, but everyone jumps the gun.
Yeah.
But he only did on one.
Yeah. But no, it was infuriating because I was run through these pictures when Adam was about 10 minutes from showing up. And I pointed out like four of them, and I was like, that's not going to fly. Like, we're going to have a problem here when he gets here. And the answer I got back was, he's seen these. And I was like,
Jesus,
if he's seen him, then no problem. Yeah. And sure enough, 10 minutes later, Ace shows up. He gets to the first one that I pointed out, and he's like, what the fuck is this? I was just sitting in the back smiling. I felt so badly for Ace. Because, like, for instance, the cars on the lawn one, what they ended up being able to clear for the poor man version was not a lawn. It was two cars. It was not a bunch of cars. You know,
cars parked in the desert kind of thing.
Yeah. I can show you, actually.
Yeah. Audience got a laugh out of it.
I think the screen's not on it here.
But it didn't. It's like, just find me that white trash guy that's got all the cars parked out front of his house. Like,
it's interesting when people don't know what you're talking about. That's kind of
they
fascinating.
They almost
to
never
me.
Know what I'm talking about.
That's actually interesting.
The cars thing is the most basic thing there is.
Yeah.
That is rich man, poor. That's the poster child for rich man, poor man.
By the way, I was in Arizona a couple weeks ago, and I saw an El Camino, the likes of which I've never seen before. Well, that kind of gets the idea across. But
no,
not,
it doesn't.
Yeah, but not. It's not what he's
first
looking
off,
for.
First off,
there's
looking a couple
for.
Things. It looks like a commercial building in the background.
Yeah, that's what's bothering. Yeah,
and it doesn't look like a front yard. It just looks like a kind of a vacant lot.
That's
and
right.
there's some kind of structure. But once again, it's a two BMWs, by the way, which aren't great.
Right.
You wanted the Ranchero or the El Camino. But it's just two cars.
Yeah.
I wanted five cars. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just doesn't. It's okay, but I don't know why that. But now some of it is clearance, like you have to find
it
and clear it or whatever. But the point is they don't know. It's like, this is what you want, right? Is this good? And you're like, no, it's not good. It's two cars, they're BMWs. Doesn't feel like it's in front of someone's house or on their lawn or driveway or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I always say, at a certain point, you're going to have to kind of understand the joke a little bit. Otherwise, this is going to be impossible. 100%. You have to kind of know what I'm asking for.
And in a weird way, the rich man one was fucked up by the guy standing there with his cars, too, because that wasn't the point. He's not showing off his cars. That's what's in front of his house.
There was two guys.
Yeah,
it'd
I
be
know.
Better with one guy.
Yeah.
But at a certain point, you have to keep moving. Now, the first part of this, the first pictures that were being shown were just cars parked on the lawn of Pebble Beach and multiple guys standing around.
Oh,
like, that is not rich guy at his house. That is cars being shown on a golf course.
A lot of this is also people don't understand comedy. They don't understand the specificity of comedy.
Yes.
I would argue. But hey, let me talk about this real quick. And that is Talkspace. You can speak to a licensed therapist right from your phone, tablet, or computer. Message your therapist anytime via text, video, or voice. Now, listen, I think we all understand that COVID pushed this forward to the point where people are very comfortable now using electronic medias of all type, communication mechanisms to engage with a therapist. And I've been saying for quite some time that the waiting room, I think, is the main limiting factor in people actually going to therapy. And with traditional therapy, you have a waiting room. With this, you do not. You just, there's no threshold. It's oftentimes less expensive. And if you don't want to be face-to-face with somebody, this is a good way to take the heat off that as well. It's 100% secure, stigma-free, puts you in a private room with just you and your therapist. Send messages 24/7, get replies throughout the day, no waiting for a weekly appointment. Whether you struggle with anxiety, depression, anything else, do not leave your mental health to just merely advice of a friend. That is ridiculous. It's about health. You need professionals. Talk to someone who is trained to help you make lasting progress. Right, Gary?
Join Talkspace today and start moving forward with a single message. Just visit Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month when you use promo code ADS at signup. That's $100 off at Talkspace.com, promo code ADS.
All right, take a quick break. Back with the show right after this. All right. Well, Drew, what I've kind of realized is at a certain point, I found myself standing behind Nate at his computer with a day to go, and I said, Google image search flesh-colored adhesive eye patch. And he did it, and a bunch came up. And then I said, put that on to some... Find a downtrodden guy and put that image onto his eye. And then Nate looked at me and goes, that's a Band-Aid.
Look at the description of Band-Aid.
I don't want to describe it as put a Band-Aid on the person's eye. We ended up with this picture, which worked. But the point is it took a long, long time to get to flesh-colored adhesive eye patch. Yes, I didn't say Band-Aid because I didn't want you to put what we think of as a Band-Aid on someone's
eye. By the way,
eye.
Band-Aid is a brand. Under Band-Aid, it will say adhesive pad, you know. So
I don't know how that took a week to describe.
So flesh colored. You want to come back around to flesh colored, you said.
They make flesh colored eventually in a problematic world we will get to it. But flesh colored, they make different shades of Band-Aids now.
European colored, whitey colored. We need new words for that.
No, they make, but they make Band-Aids for.
I'm just saying we need, they're hard to find.
Flesh.
Gary, find me El Camino from when was the first El Camino made? 1560?
No. It could have been 69.
Oh, it was really
68,
that?
69.
I saw one in Arizona. I was like, I have never seen one like this. It had fins on it. It had like a early 60s sort of thing.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe El Camino got to the I don't think El Camino predates 60.
So look at the first El Camino. And I drove up to it on the dashboard in huge letters. It said El Camino. I thought, it's El Camino.
Hmm.
But it was confusing to me. It looked like one of the old Imperials.
October 58, Drew's right.
All right. Okay, so it looked like a late 50s kind of.
My mistake.
Well, you won't recognize this as an El Camino, which is probably why your brain does that.
No, well, they changed body styles as they went, and they got popular in the early 70s as kind of a hot rod.
And that's the one I think of when you say an El Camino up on blocks. And so you find anything, Gary? Is it the look with the tail, big kind of weird fins like a Cadillac hat almost?
Yeah. And they had a Ranchero. That was the Ford version.
This said El Camino on the dashboard.
No, I know. El Camino. That's right. They had that 50s El Camino. Yep. You don't see many of those
around. No, I'd never seen it before. I was that's actually – there may be the next year because the windshield wasn't wraparound quite like that.
Oh, it was funny. Gary will
look how prominent the El Camino is. It's like much bigger lettering on everything. Anyway, go ahead. What was funny is what?
There was one of the ones was drives a car manufacturer, that doesn't exist anymore, right? And we had to just go round and round and round.
That's the one I flubbed, actually.
Oh, I said car manufacturer doesn't exist. And they were showing me they're showing me cars that didn't exist, but how about a Ford Pinto? And I was like, that's not the manufacturer. Right.
That's a reasonable mistake.
I didn't go off on that one. I said, Jay Leno drives a Duesenberg that doesn't exist. Yeah. And then there's a 74 AMC Matador and they pulled a picture of one. Right.
Yeah.
And I said, the picture you pulled is Cherry. The car's spotless and pristine and kind of cool, I need a beat up Matador, right?
Again, the poor guy. Viable mistakes. These are more mistakes than the sort of
I said this one's no good because it's too nice.
It misses the joke.
It's too
though.
Nice. You missed the joke, and of course we pulled this one up. And Lena's like, "Oh, that's sweet. I'd drive that one." And I was like, "Of course, because I said it's too nice."
The only reason I've just been losing sleep and I haven't killed myself is because Jay sort of shit on the joke, and I've justified to myself it's probably unusable.
Oh. But maybe it worked better because he shit on the joke.
Out of my mouth, when they showed me a Cherry Matador, was too nice.
That was the first thing Adam said.
It's too nice. We need, the beat-up Matador. Yeah. And, of course, Jay was talking about how he wanted the car that was in the poor man thing, which flies against... The joke. All right, let me tell you about, I got LifeLock here, right?
Yeah.
Tech support scams trick you into believing something is wrong, and then they steal your personal information, tap your bank account, or install dangerous software on your device. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives every day. We put our info at risk on the internet. In an instant, cyber criminals could harm your finances and your credit. Good thing there's LifeLock. LifeLock helps detect a wide range of identity threats, like your social security number for sale on the dark web. If they detect your information, they'll send you an alert. It's LifeLock, right, Gary?
That's right. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can keep what's yours with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year with promo code ADAM. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to lifelock.com. Use promo code ADAM for 25% off.
So I'm noticing something. You have a big glass of water in front of you and not coffee. That is like, oh, is there coffee too?
This is all, okay. This is your all fault, right. Drew, for all bringing right. up inane whateverness.
Well, I thought that was a striking difference from what I normally see.
I normally have a glass of water and often have a cup of coffee.
Okay. All right. Well,
thank you for verbalizing that.
Scintillating. For observing something.
You didn't observe anything. I always have a glass of water. Okay.
All right.
Anyway, the moral of the story is, Drew.
Yeah.
As I announced to everyone who was looking for the photos, I don't blame you. This is a problem. It's much like a lot of the stuff we've noticed during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot believe so many adults act this way, but I accept it.
Right.
I said, I've tried this before. Simply find a bunch of cars that are expensive in front of a big house and find a bunch of cars on the lawn. And it sounds exquisitely doable. It's not. And there's something that's missing from human beings that they just can't do it.
Right.
But it is so. And I don't know, because I've tried it before. It just can't be done.
Yeah.
And the bottom line is, there's really one person who can do it, and it's me, yeah. Unfortunately, and that's the problem.
Well, on the really what it is that if you're not a comedian or don't understand comedy, it's hard to know what you're going for precisely, and the precision and the specificity is what's important.
Yeah, I would argue the Bond villain with the white dinner jacket and the black patch at the casino in the south of France. You should be able to conjure that image.
Yeah, yeah.
And not show me a teenager with a shirt off.
Yeah. Isn't the, what was Dr. Evil's number one?
Well, that,
it's
okay.
Sort of the same.
Sorry. That photo did come up.
Okay.
And then I was like, that's Robert Wagner.
Yes.
That's from a movie. Yeah. It's not, it's going to muddy what we're doing here.
Yeah, yeah.
And see, by the way, if I wanted that.
You would ask for that.
I would have asked
for
that.
See, that's the part that even I, who I strive to understand what you're going for with comedy, if you're not a comedian, it's really not, it's why we're not comedians. And you are. You know
I understand.
Mean? Yeah.
And that's why I don't go, give me two guys with eye patches.
Yeah.
I say Bond villain black,
but look
casino,
how easy it is for me to go
adhesive flesh colored eye patch. That's why
you.
I write it in the description because I understand there's people are at a deficit comedic.
Right, comedic. And I'm not shitting on you, but see how easy it is to go to Robert Wagner in my head.
Yeah, that's not. By the way, I didn't scoff at that. No. I was like, oh yeah, nah, you know. Placeholder until we can find something better, maybe.
But not as funny as the guy, you know, with the snifter and
saying something else.
Yeah, yeah.
And what it is it's pulling people toward. They have to think about Austin Powers Robert Wagner, and I saw that movie. It's pulling you in some direction you don't want to go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the fact that is problematic for the joke particularly. That's a skill.
Yeah, the other one that was hard, which is funny, which is like uses a shovel on a construction site. So you got the guy in the suit with the silver shovel,
right.
And he's doing the groundbreaking, right. And then he's handing it to the poor Latin guy, and he's working on the construction site. But all the pictures of the poor guy on the construction site where guys like digging a hole in the lawn to do like sewer repair or whatever. Like, I was like, that's not a construction site. Yeah. That's just the guy. Or there'd be another guy in an agricultural setting, like you'd see the wheat in the background stuff, and he was digging a drainage ditch. It's like, no, no, it is breaking ground and then handing the shovel to the guy.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a lot of that. But that's it's nuanced. Like it's
And unfortunately, when if you're not, this is the other part.
I would argue, though, and I'm looking at Gary here, which is like, it's on the construction site. Don't show me a road crew of a guy doing what you see when you're driving your car. They're laying power line or the guy from the cable. Like, show that it's got to be on the site.
And I would also argue you're hitting another problem here, which is listening, which we all don't do a great job of. So you have three handicaps.
Right.
You have three handicaps, which is we don't listen, we don't understand the specificity of the comedy and the joke, and our point of view bleeds into what we're thinking about what you want.
When I started reading about coolers on the front lawn, I was like, I never – and by the way, it's also an interesting thing where it's like I kept saying refrigerator in the back, big, beautiful new kitchen by the pool, refrigerator in the front yard. And it kept going, well, we got appliances in the – and I said, stop saying appliances. It's refrigerator. It's the same – it's the refrigerator in the back, the refrigerator in the front.
The specificity of the comparison is the joke.
Right. And I'm not saying appliances.
Yeah.
I'm writing refrigerator.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just, it's in the email. You have to do that.
All right. Yes. Let me tell you guys about Jordan Harbinger's show. Of course, we're a fan of his podcast. Interesting people. You should check it out. There's an episode for everyone, no matter what you're into. And Jordan himself is a very interesting and nice guy. Speaks multiple languages. Actually been kidnapped himself more than once. And he also talks with Scott Adams about persuasion in a world where facts don't seem to matter, or go inside the dark world of wildlife trafficking. You will always find something useful to apply to your own life, like routine changes to boost productivity or slight mindset tweaks to change how you see the world, and just expanding your knowledge base. Jordan Harbinger Show does so. We enjoy the show. We think you will too. Search for the Jordan Harbinger Show. That is H-A-R-B as in boy, and as in Nancy, G-E-R. You can find the Jordan Harbinger Show, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast. That's right. Follow our friend Jordan Harbinger on the Jordan Harbinger Show.
All right. You can go to adamcarolla.com for all the live shows, and you can check out our Pluto TV channel, our chassis channel on Pluto TV, 687. Lots of free content there and lots of good content. You should watch Adam Carolla Goes Racing. We do a lot of travel, do a lot of interesting stuff. Drew.
Go to drdrew.com, also drdrew.tv to see the streaming show.
So, till next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew, say mahalo.